I'm Brian Ward. I'm with Clemson University, and this is basically, I'm going to make it brief, a little off track today, but this is for a comparison of conventional and organic sweet potato cultivars utilizing plastic culture and bare ground cultural practices. And so this is a team effort that we've put together between the USDA and Clemson. And so, and one of the reasons why South Carolina is actually getting back into the sweet potato production is because of the fact that in approximately 17 years ago, we had the USDA and Clemson actually had shipped some material to North Carolina, which is one of the number one sweet potato production areas in the United States. They're above 80,000 acres. And what happened was we sent some material up there, and it was contaminated with sweet potato weevil. Okay, and it basically cost them $20 million over two years, and then basically the USDA shut all of South Carolina's sweet potato production completely down. And so since then, we've actually hired, the USDA has hired a sweet potato geneticist, and our quarantine has been lifted to some degree with regard to seed, actually true seed, and also tissue culture. And so this is just a map showing where you have sweet potato weevil in the southeast. So basically our goals are basically to collaborate with the South Carolina Department of Agriculture, the United States Department of Agriculture, U.S. Vegetable Lab, Agricultural Research Service, and so we, like I said, they've hired a sweet potato geneticist, a brand new entomologist has a specialty in entomology with regard to sweet potato, and also a virologist. And so this study that occurred over 2016 was a preliminary trial, and then 2017 and 2018 was with a bunch of existing PI lines through the USDA and some commercial lines as checks, essentially. And we wanted to do it in conventional and also organic production. And so we wanted to expand our production in South Carolina. So organic plastic culture, okay, so I don't know if anybody, if y'all know anything about, in California, it's a little bit different because you don't have the weeds, the disease, and or the insect pressure that the Southeast has. So we use plastic culture heavily in the Southeast. And so we grew 20 different lines, 25 different lines of USDA PI lines and also commercially released lines. And our all 3 years technically, were planted around the first week of June, depending on weather, and also harvested around the third week of October. The organic fertility was approximately 80 units of nitrogen, which was comprised of NatureSafe 10-2-8, and then we bumped the potassium up to approximately 120 units of potassium, and we saw after the first preliminary trial that actually boosted our yields quite dramatically. And then we cultivated the alleys and hand weeded, and we had drip irrigation. We also had drip irrigation in the conventional portion, which was basically on the same piece of land, and same fertility regime. And then we had chemical herbicide, and also cultivation, and also hand weeding. But in that case, we had overhead irrigation. So this is just a few pictures. I'm going to get to some charts in a few minutes that are basically very long, big data sets. But this is basically what it looks like in Charleston and with regard to the conventional regard. And so this is after cultivation. This is once the plants have gone to lay-by, and then you already start to see the weed suppression starting to give itself up to nut sedge. I'm not sure if you can see in the alleys, you can see the weeds starting to come through, and nut sedge is one of our biggest issues with regard to our major weeds. And this is basically about a month out from harvesting, so this is around September 1st. So this is like one of our small organic plots that we had, and this is all plastic culture. Here again, you can see actually a lot of grasses coming through the canopy. This is me actually standing knee deep in a field of sweet potatoes in the organic area. This is actually us mowing. So in order to, it takes a lot more work, but you'll see in a few minutes the extent of the amount of money you can make with organics. So this is actually us mowing the canopy down with a flail mower. And so basically our results, basically, so in the next slide you'll see anything that has a C is going to be conventional. Anything with an O is organic. And then we're going to actually talk where we have listed the percent clean, which is basically, so every last sweet potato that we harvested is graded for size and also graded for insect pressure and insect damage. Okay, every last one. So there's tens of thousands of sweet potatoes we had to manually hand look at every time. So total weight and kilograms per plot, total number of ones, the crack index, which is the higher the number is, higher severity, WDS, which is wireworm, essentially. It's a wireworm rubric, I guess you could say, includes two other insects, grub index and weevil index. And so just a little bit about the insects real fast. So wireworms are probably our biggest problem. We do have weevil, but since the quarantine, that has actually shut down a lot of the weevil problem in South Carolina. However, the problem with the weevil is the fact that weevils overwinter in morning glory, okay, in the ditch alleys. So we can't never truly actually get rid of them in the coastal plain, in a lot of the counties in the coastal plain. Inland, that's not a problem anymore. So basically, just these are wireworms. There's approximately six. And part one of the entomologists, so we studied the presence of wireworm, and so the larvae of basically a click beetle, they basically, it's a year-round cycle they have, and basically they poke little holes, and the holes actually cause scarring later on, and it's not attractive to buyers at the market. So all of the immature stages live in the soil. They can live up to 6 years, and chlorinated hydrocarbon residues in the soil are dissipating, and few new prospects exist for control, and they're difficult to control. And you can see on the left-hand side, bottom, the life cycle. So they're continually present in the soils. And so this is the methods were for trapping and monitoring. So basically, if you have one wireworm per location as far as the trap, if you have one that you find over a period of 4 weeks, then typically some method of spraying or something like that needs to be devised to, you know, thwart that. We were finding about 1.5 wireworms per trap. And so, but in organics, you can't really do that. So plastic culture actually did help with that. And so after 2 weeks, we used germinated wheat seed. We put them in the soil. We submersed the soil 15 centimeters, and then we dug them up, and we tested to see how many wireworms we had. And like I said, we had about 1.5. And there were four species that were, and these are the four typical, but only the first two were the ones that were more profoundly found, and those are the ones actually that are the major pests on sweet potato. And so this is just a few pictures of, you know, typically this is a 10-foot plot, so each plot had approximately two bins, which weighed approximately 80 pounds of sweet potatoes and our organics. This is just a picture of how we fed the plastic through the machine, the drip tape through the machine, in order to actually harvest on the organic. This is after the sweet potatoes were cleaned and they were washed and actually put into storage, you know, during the healing process. And so now, like, this is the busy part of the presentation, which is very, very hard to see. But there are some important things to take a look at. I don't know if I can't see a cursor here. Okay, so this line right here, so, and these are coded because these are potentially proprietary. I'm not sure exactly where the material is I had to code them, but USDA 2 is actually probably going to be released, because if you notice down here, you have Covington, which is like one of the number one varieties in the nation right now. And if you look back, this variety right here, as far as the yield is concerned, is very high, okay? And also when I go to the quality trial, the quality aspect of this is just the yields. So this variety, everything that's underlined, potentially is going to be a release in the next probably 2 to 3 years, okay? This variety right here, USDA number 2, conventional, although organic did not yield as much as conventional in most of these trials, it did very well, okay, even in considering the increased cost and so on. And this is the other part. This is the table continued. And just to let you know real fast that varieties USDA number 4 through number 10, okay, which you have quite a few that are actually underlined, those are actually joint lines that are because sweet potatoes are hexaploids. And so there's North Carolina germplasm and also USDA germplasm that are working together, you know, through MTAs and NDAs as far as like the material. So there's a lot of joint material that's actually potentially going to be released in the next few years. Okay, this is the rest of it. So you have North Carolina State University here with pretty high yields and comparative yields, okay, both in 2017 and also 2018. It's a pair T. Now, with regard to the insect damage and the insect ratings, so you have a WDS index right here, and you also have the weevil damage here and also here. And so, once again, the number 2 has a fair amount of uninjured, but if you notice right here, you'll see that 73% of the organic roots were unaffected completely clean. So that means the plastic culture is actually really working very well for organics and also for insect damage. It's probably just from the lack of actually lateral movement of the worm and also the weevil through the soil. Once again, we have our NC lines, and we do have this line right here that has 76% uninjured roots, which is another promising idea. So basically our conclusions, because I've got to wrap it up real quick. So the percent clean appeared to be better in our organic plastic culture. The total weight varied based on cultural practice and line. However, there were a few of the USD lines that are probably going to be released soon, and also some of the North Carolina lines that are probably going to be released soon as well, that are very promising, both for organic and also bare ground conventional. The total weight varied on the varieties. Once again, there was a few standouts. Number ones appear to suffer from organic production, unfortunately. So you had a lot of jumbos and a lot of small canner type sizes. But in South Carolina, we have a big canning industry, so it doesn't necessarily matter. Jumbos actually work really well. The grub and WDS index had less damage under the organic plastic culture system. And then weevils, although present, were very minimal. And this is one of the key take-home points. This is actually at one distribution point. Conventional sweet potatoes was at about 15 cents per pound, and organic was at about 75 cents per pound. So regardless of necessarily if you're making or you're yielding or whatnot, if you can reduce the damage and have a quality product, you've already canceled out a lot of the yield issues and so on and so forth. So organic has a big potential in South Carolina, especially the southeast coast. And so this is just another, just real quick, so Dr. Gilbert Miller, he's in Edisto Rec, one of our another sister stations, and he's part of the regional trials that are going on every year with regard to sweet potato. He had one crate per 10 feet, linear 10 feet. And that's the last I have, that's all I have to say because my time is up now. And so, any questions, real fast? Yes, sir.
Why do you think the crack, was the cracking later in the organic?
Yes, it was. I think it had something to do with the wetness of the soil, because the soil breathed a lot better in the bare ground, and so we tried to moderate that, but for some reason, when you have wet soil that doesn't when the large roots are expanding, they expand really fast, and so I think that's had something to do with the cracking.